There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-DR-JOY. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am calling. My 15-year-old daughter is in the 10th grade. She transferred to a new school this year. She's told me that she doesn't like her new school, and she wants to go back to her old school for academic and social reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not necessarily opposed to her returning to her other school, but I do have a few concerns.
Why did you transfer from the old one to begin with?
We transferred from the old one because she had a challenge with the transition to high school. She was very social. She was not necessarily focusing academically, and one of the reasons she felt it was is because the school had no sports at the school. So she wasn't able to participate in sports and things like that, which she had always done before.
Okay.
And she just said it kind of was all she did, so she was checking out to an extent, just going overboard socially. So that was one of the main reasons. And trying to give her some opportunities.
So the school that she was at did not have sports. The one that she transferred into does have sports.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So how did she do academically at the other school?
She did okay. And I guess if I were to compare, I mean, obviously that was the 9th grade. She had a hard time from a time management perspective, from a digging deep. I think she always did well before, but I think that jump to high school, you know, where it takes more effort.
Yeah.
Plus it was a rigorous program, which she's in. I mean, she's still in a rigorous program, but I think she's one of those kids that it came easy to before.
Yeah.
And then when she went to high school, it took a lot more work, and she has to navigate what that really feels like for her and how to really get through and push through working something, you know, when it's not coming easy to do.
So why is she saying she wants to go back to the other school?
She's saying she wants to go back for both from an academic perspective. She feels that she learned more. She was learning more at her other school. She feels like the teachers were more supportive at the other school, in terms of more passionate, had a more depth of knowledge about what they were teaching. And the community, it was a smaller school community. So it was a more connected school. She said, I mean, the school she's at is a very large school now. She said she really just does not like being at somewhere where she just, you know, it's such a large environment. Obviously, she's in the 10th grade, so transitioning in the 10th grade is a little different than coming in, you know, with everything.
Is there a problem, is there a financial issue for you for her being at one school or another, or a logistical issue?
No, they're both forms of public schools. They're not private schools.
So the question to me is what? Go ahead.
My concern is, what I'm worried about, I would love nothing more for her to go back to the other school and do well.
Right.
But my concerns are that she was very social, and that some of that factored into her not doing her best. The former school is a rigorous program, and I'm concerned that if she goes back there, she might just bomb her junior year, which would cause more damage to really an average GPA that she already has. And so that's kind of where I'm.
Have you told her that?
I have.
And what
I have
she said?
Told her. She says that she, having the experience of leaving and looking back.
Okay, so she has an answer to it.
More.
All right, here's what I do if I were you. I would let her, I would tell her she has to finish up the school year. And I assume she's not talking about moving in January. So she has to go through June. Because going back and forth is just too disruptive all the way around to classes and everything else. So, and if she still wants to do it in June, that you'll go along with it with the understanding that she has to maintain a certain grade point average. And what I would probably do, I mean, you're going to have a hard time. You can't really force her to do a grade point average at her new school, but you can ask, say, what do you think a reasonable grade point average to do here and there is, and have her sign a contract about it. What does she want for herself? Does she want to go to college?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Then I think, look, she's what'd you say, 15, 16. So she's, I mean, look, as long as she's got goals for herself, and she was the one who was sort of looking to do this, I would have her finish up the year, and it may be by the end of the year that she'll feel completely different about it, which is would not be a terrible thing. But your point is well taken. If she's happier where she is, she's likely to do better. But I would not do it without some restrictions. I would say, number one, you got to finish up this year. Number two, you tell me what grade point average you can achieve this year. Then sign a contract, whatever grade point average she makes here that she needs to maintain, which she presumably she wants to do because she is oriented towards school, and I'd let her do it. But I would have her sign the contract, so there's no question either of your mind about exactly what both of you are agreeing to. Contracts in general are very helpful because people remember wrongly, not necessarily intentionally, but just because we filter things through our own perspectives and our own needs and our own wants. So if at the beginning, whether we're talking about dealing with a teenager about school or we're dealing with a spouse about certain responsibilities or chores, or we're dealing with repayment of a loan, just writing it out so everybody understands exactly what we're talking about and everybody signs it makes future interactions much simpler, because you can just say, wait a minute, let's, and both of you have a copy of it, so you don't have to remember what someone said, or but I thought, or that isn't what I meant, because it's in writing, everybody agrees, everybody signs off on it. And again, whether it'll hold up in a court of law, hopefully the things that we're talking about don't end up in courts of law anyway, that they may end up being on a Facebook page, bad idea, or sort of the subject of family gossip, worse idea. But still, there's some beginning point, some statement that at one point we were in agreement on this. So I'm a great believer in contracts, and the more specific, the better. Okay, and everybody signs off on them. All right, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, whether it's a contract that you're thinking about putting together, or it's a contract that you've already made, or it's something that you wish that you'd gotten a bit clarified, give me a holler, 855-993-7569. Speaking of contracts, one of the things that we asked, I'm trying to remember why we asked it. Do you remember exactly if we're going to change your name, what would you change it to and why? I'm trying to remember why we asked the question.
I'm not sure.
It's not movie stars, because movie stars are always changing their name.
Yeah, we posted it. We posted the question on Friday. I'm trying to remember
what we talked about last Friday. Oh, I know what it was. I know what Friday was. Friday was National Joe Day. So that's why we did it.
That's right. Yeah,
so
that's right.
The idea that you should change your name to Joe because it's National Joe Day. All right. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to change your name, what would you change it to, Manny?
You
never thought about changing your name?
I've never really thought about changing my name.
Really?
I've never. I've always...
You've always liked your name?
Yeah, Manny's always, I mean, I've been known as Manny since I was like two. I mean, my real name is Emmanuel, but,
right.
You know, my nickname is Manny, and that's, you know, it's, well, it's always it's, what I've...
I mean, either of them are pretty positive names.
Yeah, and I think with the meaning behind my actual birth name, I've always been really, really good and content with it. And
well,
really
and Manny, you know, as a male, it's not like you're being called girly.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. I got that one right. Yeah, I didn't like Joy particularly. First of all, because everybody else is, I mean, it's only one syllable, and it rhymes with boy and toy, and it was not much fun. So my name, I wanted my name to be Valerie. I have no idea why. I want to be Valerie. I actually filled out a library card once with Valerie. Imagine my mother's thrill about that. So when we come back, we'll talk about the name that you got and the name you wish you'd had. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking about what name you would have if you could name yourself. As I said, for some reason, mine was... I decided that I was... I should be Valerie. That should have been my name. But and then I was... one summer when I ran an AIDS camp, I did kids' fortunes. So I had like a turban, and I was Madame Zoroaster or something. But and at one point I decided I should spell Joy, J-O-I. I also managed to get a library card during that as well. Me and library cards were just very dangerous because, you know, I would have an overdue book and it would be sent to the house, and my mother would say, well, who is this? Sorry, Mom. All righty. So what were people going to change their names to and why?
We'll start with Maxwell. Maxwell says, love Stevie for, said, love Stevie, for a girl, Danaka. I also.
Danaka?
Yeah.
I also. It was like Banaka to me, but never mind. Okay.
And I also.
Maxwell's a pretty cool name.
Yeah. And I say I also like Heather as well. So, there you go.
Well, so is Maxwell must be a girl's name?
Looks like, yeah.
Yeah, because probably Stevie is like Stevie Nicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tanaka, I've never heard that one before.
Stephen says, and Stephen just says John Dillinger. Doesn't say
there
why,
we go.
It just says John Dillinger.
Thank you.
Peg says, never thought of changing mine, but my daughter, my daughter's name is Joey Jeanette, and she hates her name so much and has said for years that she is going to legally change it. I think she said she wants to change it to Anastasia.
Well, she could be JJ, but I guess that doesn't help.
Just a couple more here. Chandra says, something prettier and more common.
Then what's her name now?
Her name is Chandra.
Yeah, you know, she's right to a certain extent. There was a study done about 7 years ago where they took the same resume and they just put different names on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And something like Danaka or Chandra would get much less response than Mary or Jane. So when it comes to, and more and more job opportunities are filled online where you don't really meet the person. You send in the resume, and then they will sometimes do an online interview with you, but face-to-face interviews apparently become a thing of the past by and large. And even when they happen after a resume is sent in. So it turns out having a more common name is a better way to get called in for a resume, which may be kind of hidden racism. Because ethnicities tend to have more more out of the mainstream names almost by definition. So she's right to a certain extent.
Aurora says, my real name is Dawn and I hate it. Just yesterday I was asked what my name was when I ordered my food, and the girl entered J-O-H-N. You'd be surprised how many times people get it wrong. I like Aurora because it's another word for Dawn, and it sounds so nice and feminine.
Yeah. Well, in Dawn, I'm surprised that they didn't just put D-O-N. I have a friend whose name is Donnie, and that's her real name. Mm-hmm. And she got drafted once when they were still doing male drafts. They weren't doing females.
Wow.
Because they thought she was Donald.
And then the last one here is from Christine. She says, I love my name. It's amazing, though, how many... people spell it incorrectly, though. And she spells it with a C.
What is her name?
Christine.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. Well, it's either C-H or... Did she spell it C-H? Or just C?
C-H-R...
R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Yeah. Yeah. It's also... I've seen it spelled without the H and with the K.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen that a few times, too.
Yeah. All right. So people's names... Now, I mean, we are one of my favorite stories about names, which are true, is that my mother's obstetrician's name was Manly, which I thought was very cool, and our optometrist's name was Light, Dr. Light.
Hmm.
So it certainly determines, but and when your name is Joy, let me tell you that people do not tolerate you being cranky. I mean, come on, what's your name here? And I have. I have a couple of kind of distant cousins who changed their names. That they went from, they said they were slave names, and I pointed out that they were white. I didn't know exactly how that worked, but they changed their names. And one felt that they had an accident-prone name, so they changed their names.
An accident-prone name?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know. That they, when they had that name, they kept falling down. I don't know.
I guess. Okay.
I mean, you know, people, when people get an idea into their head, logic sometimes is the first casualty.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking, as I said, I did the interview early this morning, and one of the questions was my view of psychology is that, was it science or was it voodoo? And I said, well, I thought it was sort of a combination, because I truly believe that people do things for reasons. But the reasons are sometimes very unclear, not only to the observer, but to the participant. And the reasons may not make sense to anybody else, but their reasons by definition make sense to the person who's behaving that way. So, and as, when I went to medical school, which is now getting to be 20 years ago, I guess, the idea, I mean, obviously one of the things as a psychologist I was most interested in was brain function. And so I did a lot of research on how the brain worked. And, you know, at the end of it, I could understand how you wiggle your finger, but in terms of anger or personality or memory, and we know that there are at least five or six areas, but they keep identifying new areas for new parts of the brain. So I'm not sure we're ever going to know completely how it works because of that issue that logic just means internal consistency. And while I may think I'm being very logical, you may think I'm overreacting or being overly emotional, which just means I'm responding to a different set of stimuli than you're aware of. And it's that different set of stimuli that I think is the magic and the real mystery and the fun and the, you know, what we're really trying to sort out. But I think there is an inherent logic. The question is, how do we determine it? And the more we know about genes, the more we know about certain things, but genetics don't explain things like memory or response to alcohol. Well, actually, they can explain part of the response to alcohol, but not all of it. So it is an interesting kind of crossroads of what is science and what is, I suppose, art or voodoo, for lack of a better term.
We got one more that just came in just a minute ago.
All right.
From someone named Joy, ironically.
Uh-huh.
She says, Joy was very trying to have as a kid.
Yep.
I was always being sung to, I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart.
Or joy to the world.
Yeah.
Or Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Yeah.
She goes on to say, but now that I'm older, I like it. It's different. The only thing is that I'm given a lot of Christmas items just because my name is on it, and people always underline my name on greeting cards, but I don't mind. If I had to change it, I'd probably pick Veronica.
Well, see, it's and Valerie, I like to, I go and buy stationery the day after Christmas because everything says Joanna. All righty, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Honey, we're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just want to give you some background real quick.
Sure.
I'm 35 years old. I've been married for 8 years, and I have one four-year-old daughter. We recently moved to a new state, and we're staying in a temporary rental. We purchased a house a few weeks ago, and we need to move in by the end of this month. My husband and I bought a home about 5 years ago that we could only live in for about a year because the truck noise on the road made me much too anxious. I just couldn't handle it, so we had to move out, and we sold the house, and my husband's job kind of has moving around a bit, and this is he has a permanent position now, and this is our final destination, essentially. My husband is very frustrated with me. I feel like I can't move into that house, and I won't be able to function there. It's on a busier road than I originally realized. The days and times that we went to view the house when we were making our decision weren't the busy times. It was, you know, it's primarily the middle of the day, and it's a lot of traffic, and the noise is just making me very anxious, and I'm a stay-at-home mom with my daughter. So I guess my questions to you are, how can I desensitize myself to the noise, mm-hmm. and how can I feel safe there, and how do I manage my anxiety? Because I'm really just terrified making this. I feel like I've just made a horrible decision.
Okay, wait. Take a deep breath. You're going to be okay, I promise.
Sorry.
All right, first of all, 4-year-old in daycare at all?
She's in a preschool program, so she goes Monday, perfect. Wednesday, Friday. So she is out of the
time?
House, and we do have that break in the morning.
Okay. All right. First thing, there are lots of noise abatement stuff. You can plant hedges, which will absorb. You can put a fence in. You can put whites. You can put drapes in your house. You can put sound baffling in the walls. So you can decrease it. Because it sounds like the middle of the day is okay. It's just, part of it, it sounds to me, is you need to get out of that house. I mean, being a stay-at-home mom with a kid who's not at home, get out of the house. If I had to guess, my dear, I would guess that you have been a high-anxiety person your whole life. And mm-hmm. that it's not so much that the house is noisy or, you know, even though that's where all your anxieties are going to roost, it's you are stuck. And you don't have to be stuck. You got a bright, adorable 4-year-old who's going to have a great time. Next year, she'll be in school probably another hour or two. In 2 years, she's going to be in school all day. Go find, and if you don't want to work, you don't have to, although I think it's not a bad idea, go find some volunteer work. Get out of that house. Put some drapes up, put some trees or some shrubs up, put a fence up, get a noise, you know, white noise machine. You'll be fine. You just don't want to be stuck in that house. And it's not the noise. You just don't want to be stuck in the house. You don't want to be stuck. So let's get you a job. Let's get you out of there doing fun stuff. What's the highest level of education you've completed?
Well, I have a master's degree, and I agree about the not really wanting to be stuck in the house, and it does turn your brain to mush, and I definitely respect all of that.
Well, but it's turning
not
your anxiety to high. That's it's the brain to mush. You know, look, all of us who've been home with a kid who's saying, "Mom, why is the sky blue? Mom, why is the sky blue? Mom, you know the blue." But I mean, you're an educated woman, and it's not. I'm worried a lot less about the mush than I am about the anxiety, because you're feeling trapped.
Yeah.
So don't be trapped. Keep going. Tell me what else you want to tell me.
I'm sorry. The other dynamic is that I'm pregnant, and by May I'm going to have another baby, and so
okay.
I can do some volunteer work and get myself more out of the house while I'm here and get to know my community more. I can do a lot of that, but then once the baby's here, there is going to be a lot more at home. And
absolutely.
People driving by all the time.
Tony, the people driving by all the time is a safety factor. It may be a noise factor, but it's a safety factor. You can certainly figure out what will work for you because you're a high anxiety person. So you can get a dog, you can get drapes, you can get an alarm, you can be in the back of the house. But this isn't about the traffic, honey. This is about you getting stuck. So once you sort of understand that part, then the noise is something you can deal with. And the pregnancy is something you can deal with. And my guess is the whole house is not that there's probably some back bedrooms or the back living room. And you'll be fine. You're just, I think, feeling, as is perfectly understandable, that you're a woman with a master's degree and stuck with a kid that you adore who's asking you why the sky is blue 14 times a minute.
Have this problem in our previous house, which was quieter. It was maddening to be at home with a child. Obviously, it has its ups and downs. But I didn't have this severe sense of anxiety and dread with our previous house because, you know, it was quieter. It was on a quieter street. I really do feel like it's the noise that is.
Well, but Tony, we just talked about noise abatement to a large extent. And you can make all those things. You can put up things that will offset the noise. Listen, worst case scenario, it's noisy, And what you can do is sell it in a year. In the meantime, you can put up shrubs, you can put up heavy drapes, you can have a white sound machine. How much of the house, how many bedrooms are there?
There are four bedrooms. Two are upstairs and two are downstairs.
Are they all fronted? Are they all fronting on the street?
It's a corner house, so it's actually traffic on both sides. So in some way, yes, all of them are all getting some form of traffic noise.
Well, but I mean, is there a quiet part of the house as opposed to a noisy part of the house?
I'm trying to kind of figure that out. I think I've become so hyper aware of the traffic noise that I'm having a hard time kind of teasing that out, and I guess I just really need to know how to desensitize myself to it so I know how much of this is actually a concern.
Well, I think you're going to, look, presumably, unless it is so horrifying, which I can imagine, because, I mean, as you point out, did you only look at it on the weekends?
We looked at it on the weekends, and then we came one evening. We thought it was during rush hour, but it turns out that the primary traffic there is people kind of, during the day, they use one of the streets as kind of like a shortcut through town, and then another street going this way and that way. So we didn't know enough to go during the busiest time. We assumed we were, just to take a look.
So what's the busiest time?
It was wrong.
What was the busiest time?
It would be in the middle of, I would say, probably early morning and then middle afternoon, like when school lets out and people are going here, there, and everywhere and running errands.
So what you can decide to do is that's when you're going to do your grocery shopping, it's when you're going to do your laundry, it's when you're going to listen to soaps, it's when you're going to put on your headphones and take a bubble bath. I mean, Tony, look, you're a grown-up human being, and I know that it sounds like life has been a little bit traumatic recently, and certainly pregnancy doesn't do anything to calm anybody down until about the last week. But, I mean, you're a grown-up woman, and you'll deal with this. And it's not like they're going to drop a bomb on your corner. It's just, and what you're saying is that it's maybe noisy for a couple of hours maximum of a day, which are easy hours to plan around. They're not going to keep you awake at night. It doesn't sound like it's going to wake you up in the morning. It sounds at most that it's, and in the summer, if there's no school, my guess is it'll be very quiet. And so you'll put your air conditioning on, you'll put drapes up, you'll have music going. I mean, you're going to be okay. And I think that what you need to do at this moment is just remind yourself that having, you know, that having sort of a meltdown is going to make your husband treat you like a fool, which doesn't get you anything, because it may be that it really is a noisier place than you're going to be comfortable with in the long run. That this was, you know, that this was the idea that this was going to be the house that you were going to grow old and give to your kids, and it may or may not be.
Yeah.
But he's going to take you a lot more seriously if you're not doing a meltdown before you even move in.
Right.
So I think what you need to do is remind yourself you have headphones, you have heavy drapes, that there is at most a couple of hours a day that may be a little noisier than you anticipated, but they're daylight hours where you can plan other things to do, and you're going to be okay. And worst case scenario, you decide that you're not crazy about the house, and so you hang on to it, you know, for a year and sell it, or you rent it and find someplace else. But if you go into it with that mindset, he's going to have the same response that you have when your kid says, "I'm not going to eat it." And you say, well, but you haven't even tried it. And she's going to say, yeah, but I know I hate it. And what you are is just infuriated at that moment, because here's just somebody having a temper tantrum to prove they can. And that's who he'll view you. And you don't want that. It doesn't buy you anything on any level. So what you're going to do is decide drapes, velvet drapes. You know, because that's classically how people kept out heat and the smell of the outhouse and the cows and traffic. And you're going to be okay. It really is, and it's going to be a lot less than you think it is. And anxiety, as you know, just heightens every response. And your preggers, which certainly doesn't add to anybody's sense of equilibrium, but you're going to be okay. And worst case scenario, all the times you looked at the place and it was the house that you wanted, it was quiet. And so that there's not a perfect place, but this place is at most going to be noisy for a while, sometimes during the day, and you'll cope with that. And you're going to be okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Ellie did, and then Ellie, you either had to go back to work or something. Give us a call back. Stacy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Hoping you can help me out with a situation regarding a fallout between us and the neighbors.
Okay.
We've lived in a wonderful neighborhood for 10 years, full of children and great people. Became very tight with the neighbors across the street. They have two girls the same age as my two girls, and they've become close friends. And We've done a lot of traveling together in the last 5 years. And about last summer, about 8 months ago, the adults, we had a falling out. And my question to you is, how do we handle that with regard to the children? They still want to play together. They still want to be together. But the family across the street will not speak with us, won't get together to try to work things out. As much as we've tried, they just won't do it.
First of all, how old are the kids?
My oldest, both girls, my oldest is 10, youngest is 7.5. And both of our younger girls are in the same grade, and they're all in the same elementary school. And their oldest is 1 year younger than my oldest in terms of grade.
What was the falling out about?
We basically, as I mentioned, over the last 5 years, we got really close, did lots of traveling with Matt. And unfortunately, as you probably know, you tend to get to know people a little too well. And things that we'd be oblivious to when we first became close with them, over time affected us. We found out there was lots of lying going on her end, not necessarily telling us the truth about a lot of things. And on his end, bottom line is that came up in a discussion through the husband who actually brought that to our attention. And we all talked about it, thought we got through it, and then her husband is one that 100% 8 months ago turned his back and decided, I'm not even going to look at you. I'm not going to acknowledge, you know, you walk by. There's no hello. It's as cold ice. I mean, it's as
never
existed.
So he said his wife was lying and then he wouldn't have anything to do with you?
And that's the interesting part is the whole conflict that went down last summer was about his wife. About the differences. And like I said, as you get to know someone, little white lies here and there were popping up left and right. And finally, my husband and I were like, okay, we spent enough time with her. Let's get this over, let's resolve this. And we brought up 3 or 4 different issues and talked about it as adults. 3 out of 4 of us walked away almost in a better situation. Him, on the other hand, turned cold. Almost, one of my friends said, maybe you justified the way he's feeling, and I don't understand it. I can't talk to him. I've tried. I don't know why. But the bottom line is where we're at now is that the kids have been affected, mainly because, I have not said much to the children, but they just came out and said, you're never to play with those kids again. You know, now that the weather's getting nice and the kids are outside playing, that's out of their mouths.
So he has said to your kid, or he said to his kids, you can't play with Stacy's kids?
Right. He says, and so then I sent a message, a text to Teresa. I was like, is this true? I heard this from my daughter, and there's no response.
What about her? Has she been in touch with you at all in the last 8 months?
In the last 8 months, things were fine until about a month ago when we were talking, and she said, I'm so glad that we're kind of back good again because I have to be honest, this has affected my marriage. And my response is, I've been affected by the aftermath as well because it's tough having your husband pretend like I'm non-existent. And that almost flared things up again. I mean, that was literally a 4-minute conversation, but that turned everything around again. And her response was, if you have a problem, talk to my husband, don't talk to me. So I actually said, sent her a message because I'm just not comfortable sending him a message saying, I'd love to talk to him if he wants to meet me in a coffee shop or call me on the phone. I'd love to get this behind us.
Well, but that's sort of saying that he has to contact you. Have you tried contacting him directly?
Yes. So after that message, my husband and I sent a text to all 4 of us saying, can we please put this behind us for the sake of the children? They're the innocent ones in all this. What do you have in mind? Do you want to work it out with us? We would love to. Please let us know what suggestions you have. And again, no replies.
Well, it looks like they're looking for an apology more than a let's put this behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, look, the kids can certainly deal with one another in school, independent of the parents. And the kids are probably going to be the fulcrum here, because the kids can go over to a third person's house and all the kids can play there. So I think the kids will seek their own level. And the, I mean, as you know from growing up, that your parents liking or disliking one of your friends was nearly irrelevant. In fact, I can remember when I was in high school of really being upset that my parents really liked my best friend, and you know, it would have been much more fun if they didn't like her.
Right.
So I
right.
The kids are going to sort this out. They'll because right. they can be friends in school. The issue, it sounds to me that are they do you guys make more money than they do? It sounds like they're competitive with you, and that's where the lies came. And you calling them on it just sort of pointed out in their mind the discrepancy about the fact that they were always playing catch up.
They're extremely competitive. In fact, I was going to mention that in the beginning, but I didn't want to form an opinion, you know, on your
well,
own.
Well, I mean, it sounds from their behavior that they are. And if you're competitive and you feel that you lose all the time, it's going to be more difficult. What I would be tempted to do, especially we've got, you know, the weekend coming up where you've got sort of everybody's major religion has got some involvement here of just maybe taking over, you know, some daffodils or something and saying, listen, we really want to make this relationship work. Tell us what we can do to make it okay for you guys. I mean, you don't really have anything to lose. I think the kids are really secondary to this. They'll work it out. But in terms of you guys, sounds like you miss a friend. And from their point of view, it may have felt that that when she said, you've caused me some marital problems, what she meant was she wanted to be involved with you. He didn't.
That's clear to me, right.
And it may not be a terrible idea to let this cool a little bit, because for you, the intimacy sort of exposed the fact that they were trying very hard to keep up, and the way they were keeping up was to fib.
Right.
And for them, the intimacy meant that no matter what they did, they couldn't keep up. So this may be a relationship that was going to have a limited shelf life and was based primarily on the kids. And the kids
That's
will sort
true.
It out, too. If you want to stay on, and we can talk about
sure.
this a little bit more, go ahead and stay on.
Sure.
All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.